Friday night. Ain't nobody else on YouTube. I might as well come on this motherfucker, right? Shit. I got a couple hours. Thunder Dan Beats, what's poppin', man? Sugar Cane Canella. Tay-Fo Baby, what's going on? Lover Girl, what's poppin'? Madison Williams, yo, Friday Night Live is back? No, it's not. Ain't nothing else to do, so I'm just gonna come on. Jay Stats, what's good? Isaiah Johnson, T-Dros, what's going on? Corey Smith, what's poppin'? Who else in here? Jay the Chosen One, what's good? Jay Case. Can you please talk about fortune bargains? I did that already, man. I talked about that already, man. You go to the crossroads and I don't know what to do from there. J Monster Beats, The Chrome Hearted, AJ Preem. Let's get about 50 people in here, then I'll start the video for y'all. I got some interesting content to show y'all real quick today about William Cooper. William Cooper and the UFO situation. You see, we getting all these damn UFOs, but check this out though, y'all. Lil Uzi Vert, satanic. Wait, he said cult. He said something about a cult. Yeah, this nigga out, man. This nigga, check this dude out. Check this guy out here. Lil Uzi Vert says any type of religion is some type of cult in response to satanic criticism. Earlier this year, Lil Uzi Vert faced criticism for rapping about Satan in their music. I don't know why he put that. And in a new interview with GQ, they brushed off the criticism and compared all religions to cults. Any type of religion is some type of cult, Uzi told senior entertainment editor Frazier Tharp. Being Christian is a cult. You all meet at a place to pray and worship. During their performance at Rolling Loud, California early this year, the rapper bragged they could make a city girl believe in Satan. The lyric was met with backlash, which Uzi addressed in comments shared with TMZ. Why did he do that, y'all? Make sure y'all hit the like button for me, please. Behold the pale horse, yeah. Aloha, brother, salute. All the way from Hawaii. Jay was good. Andy Rowland. Yeah, R.P. William Cooper. This might not get a lot of views because people don't even know who he is. So this live is dedicated to the people that's really hip. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The green people. The people that's green, they gonna be, they only click on a video if it got something to do with Hollywood or celebrity or rapper or clones. You know what I'm saying? The obvious shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to show y'all some interesting shit today. Probably won't be on this too long. Salute, Piran Star JR. Antoinette Johnson said he is right. I mean, yeah, I get the whole cult concept. Because some people take the religious thing to the extreme. You know what I'm saying? They take it to the extreme and shit. Like, you know. You know what I mean? Like, some people come in my comments and be like, Hebrew Israelite crazy. Like, yo, fall back. It's just an opinion, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be on some, like, you need to read your word. Read the word before you talk about my Bible. And I be like, yo, what's wrong with these niggas, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas be going crazy, man. Like, they go crazy for Yahshua, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't even go crazy for their own kids, but they go crazy for Yahshua. It's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? But don't know, yo. I don't know about these people, man. But salute to them, though. You know what I'm saying? So this is a video, a collage of videos that I put together. But it's gonna have the William Cooper interview in there, where he basically spoke about how we pretty much all being deceived. Now, as y'all know, I don't believe in aliens. I believe in spacecrafts and UFOs. I don't know who's flying these devices. Alright, I don't know. It could be regular humans flying this shit. You know what I'm saying? This could be some new updated technology and pilots are actually maneuvering through the sky, you know what I'm saying, to get people's reactions. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We already seen this from the Jetsons already. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, this shit is crazy, man. I don't know. So without further ado, I'll play the video for y'all. You know what I'm saying? And let's get to it. Oh, okay. So let me give y'all some context with this, right? So this is, I don't know if it's too loud for y'all, because last time y'all said the sound was all messed up. But let me fix the sound real quick. Let's get the sound right. So there's a YouTuber by the name of Kai Cenat, right? And he's now held in custody because he did like a giveaway in Manhattan, Union Square. Union Hall, Union Square, I think it is. And the people was going crazy, right? Now, I'm going to talk about this because this guy has a lot of power, all right? I don't know, you know, he's from New York, but I don't know too much about him, but he has a lot of power to get this many individuals to come together for a video game. Y'all niggas won't even come together if I put out a video, okay? Y'all won't even support me. But this nigga here got all of these people down in Manhattan for him, showing him support. Maybe I'm not giving away video games. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But this is crazy, though. Throw them damn people, man. All them dead people. Make no damn sense. Look, they out there fighting for this kid. They out there fighting for this kid. Something is wrong with society, man. You could do good and people won't support you, but if you promoting the nonsense and the negativity, people will support you. So I'm going to switch up my style. Now I'm going to give y'all poison. Maybe that'll work. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that'll work. But this is crazy, man. Look at this. They out there fighting. These little kids out there fighting. Riots and all that. So they got him in custody, y'all. They got him held in custody right now, cause they told him about he's in trouble for inciting a riot. Now I told y'all, people was like, yo, Jay, Why you don't make a little get together and all of this shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you gonna have me down there and the FBI be on my case. No thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? No thank you. Alright? Look at this, man. Look at this. It's Manhattan. Now, this video right here is wild because just picture something like this happening. You won't even have time to get ready. You won't have the ladies. You won't have time to put your lashes on. Fellas, you won't have time to do nothing. You ain't gonna have time to do nothing. But just imagine if this happens. Just imagine. That's all I'm gonna say. This is in Beirut. This was a couple years ago in Beirut. Look at this. Chance to do nothing, you're dead. And a lot of listen, I'm not fear mongering, but these y'all reading the news? Y'all reading what's going on? Y'all ain't reading what's going on? J Monster B said, because people like drama. Yeah, people like drama. I guess that's what it is. I might start some love and hip hop shit for y'all. Maybe y'all watch that. You know what I'm saying? Because apparently, you won't have time to do nothing, man. Jay Stack said, fuck. Yeah. Yup. Shit. Look. Can you imagine this shit? Yo, he fucked up. He went under the water. That's the worst. You in the water already. You can't do nothing. You already dead. But this is crazy. This is crazy. Y'all watching the new? Y'all watching what's going on in the world right now? Cause this is some shit. This is old though, by the way. But look at that. Shit, man. Listen, man.
Everybody knows something's up. Everybody knows that is not normal. Everyone is looking up, wondering why the sky is split.
Yep, see it right there? See it right there? Now it makes you think, right? What type of chemicals are they using to make this do this? And then when I talk about, yo, they spraying stuff in the air, niggas look at me like I'm crazy, but I don't know. It's 2 + 2 = 4 to me.
Look, sky is broken.
Yeah, it's broken.
And everybody knows something's fishy, don't you? Fishy, ain't it?
You know, that's the first time I ever seen this.
That's right.
It's fishy. Yeah, me too. All right, without further ado, y'all, this is the long lost documentary of William Cooper explaining these fake ass alien invasions we've been having. This is from 1999. This guy was ahead of his time, y'all. You know what I'm saying? If you never read Behold the Pale Horse, read that book. A lot of the stuff that he mentioned in that book is coming into play today. You know what I'm saying? It's coming into play today. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let it play though. I ain't gonna stop it.
Think about aliens?
I don't think there are any. At one time, I thought that there were, simply based upon documents that I'd seen while I was attached to the intelligence briefing team, the Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific Fleet. At that time, and even for many years afterwards, I did not believe that the government would use me in that way. I had devoted my whole life to government service. I had been in the Air Force, I was in the Navy, I was a river patrol boat captain in Vietnam, I had proved myself. I had combat ribbons with the V for Valor. There was no doubt of my loyalty to my country. And maybe that's why it was so easy to use me, because I wouldn't doubt that what I saw was real. But over the years, I've done a lot of research. And what I've discovered is there's no proof existing anywhere that extraterrestrials are real, or that have ever visited this planet, or that they exist anywhere in the universe. There is not one shred of evidence anywhere. There is lots of evidence, tons of it in fact, that there are a group of people collectively known as the Illuminati who want us to believe in some extraterrestrial threat from space so that they can cause a world government, you know, bringing together of all the people to resist that external threat. The first time that I saw any reference to that, I was reading some papers from the Carnegie Endowment Fund, and there was a record of a speech Well, it was a dinner for Viscount Nishii of the Japanese delegation, the Japanese imperial delegation, in 1917. And John Dewey was one of the speakers. And the first sentence out of his mouth, as I was reading this, I almost fell out of my chair. Because this was in 1917, and he said, the best way to cause all people of the world to come together in one world government and end war forever would be if we were attacked by some other species from some other planet. And boy, that just clicked with me, and I knew that that this is just another scam. This is the age of deception. There's no doubt about it. And then 8 times during Reagan's administration, he inserted almost the exact same phrase into 8 of his speeches. And it's a scam. That's what I can tell you. What they call UFOs, these craft that fly around the sky, are real. But they're not piloted by some little green guy from some other planet. They're owned and operated by the United States of America, for one, the Soviet Union, for another, probably Great Britain, Canada. I think the first really operable ones were probably manufactured in Western Canada, in the wilderness, in a place especially built to create those machines, like we created the Manhattan Project, and the same kind of secrecy surrounded it. So the technology is real. It's been kept secret, and it's been used to promote this concept that there's an alien threat to this Earth. The cattle mutilations I've discovered in my research are nothing more than what's left after the government does its secret tests on the low-level radiation leakage from its atomic weapons assembly plants and atomic power plants. It's a low-level radiation monitoring project. And if you look at what's missing in the cattle, you'll see that it's just as clear as day. They take the lips, they take the tongue, they take a 6-inch patch of skin, they core out the rectum, the colon area, where those kinds of things would collect. They pass through the digestive system. On female cows, they take the udder to check for low-level radiation in the milk. Is it being passed to the calves? And these are all grazing animals that graze on the grass that where the radiation falls when it falls from the air. And it's just an incredible deception. And I'm just amazed that people have fallen for it in the manner that they have in the absence of any proof whatsoever. I mean, they cite hearsay as proof.
Well, what about all of the alien abductions?
They're not abductions, they're the results of a tremendously successful and very sophisticated mind control operation, all of which has been in development. Well, they started working on those kinds of things since before World War II, but they have perfected them. On my website, I have a patent of a machine that can read your brain waves, can recombine them in a computer and send them back to you, and make you think things happened that never happened. I mean, you can't get a patent for something like that unless it really works. You have to prove it to the patent office. It works. A patent was issued. And this is just one of the things that snuck by them that hasn't. Because when people invent things like this, they're sucked up by the government immediately, and then they're put behind the veil of national security and classified, and then nobody knows about them. But every once in a while, something sneaks by them. And when you do these searches in the patent office and the trademark office and in the copyright office, you come up with some real gems once in a while, and that was one. Also, the congressional investigations into the intelligence community has revealed the existence of these programs. I mean, there's no secret about it. It's documented. Project Artichoke, Project MKUltra, MKNaomi. You know, I could go on and on and on all day long, and you know, if you had the time in your movie, we could lay out all the documentation, which is official government documentation, and prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that it's true. But that's what it is. It's not extraterrestrials coming down. The human body cannot pass through walls or roofs, or through windows that are closed. You know, this is all the product of the imagination. and people's willingness to believe something because they want it to be true. I don't know why they would want it to be true. You see, because if it were true, these are not friendly aliens. They're doing some terrible things to people. If I were to kidnap somebody, pass them up through the roof, and take them somewhere, and perform operations on them, and take samples of semen and ova from their, you know, reproductive organs, and plant thoughts in their mind, and all this kind of stuff, and then bring them back, guess where I'd be right now? In prison.
So everybody that said that they been abducted by aliens is cap. You're cap. All right? If you claim you've been abducted by aliens, you're cap. There's no way possible. This guy worked for the CIA. He worked for the government.
It's kidnapping. It's criminal. It's a terrible thing. So there's a morbid sense about all this too, as if people want to be hurt for some reason. I don't understand that. But that certainly is something that somebody needs to look at. Why do people feel that this needs to be real? What in them says, I want to be abducted and abused and kidnapped and raped? And
because I got one idea, Mr. Cooper. They're on drugs. Okay? A lot of these people that claim they've been abducted by aliens are drug addicts. They experiment with psychedelics and all of this stuff and claim that they've been abducted by aliens. Okay, this is why I be saying leave a lot of that stuff alone, because it's altering your mind. It's altering your mind. You're not you're not fully there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, J-Stat always been cat. You know what I'm saying? But people ain't gonna admit that though. You know,
and all this stuff against my will, because they seem to take some kind of satisfaction that this is happening, and nobody's talking about the fact that this is a terrible thing to happen. If I were to do that to you, you wouldn't be too happy, would you? But somehow it's okay if an alien does it? I don't think so. It's all bullshit. It's a lie. And it's...
So where do you feel the hope for America lies?
Oh, this is William Cooper, a man who received mainstream attention in 1994 when Rush Limbaugh read an alleged White House memo on the air calling him the most dangerous radio host in America. Maybe that's because his conspiracy classic is the underground bestseller, or perhaps it's because of the increasing popularity of his shortwave radio broadcast, which is also available on the internet.
Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm still William Cooper.
This was not an easy interview to net. He was the first person I asked, and after 8,000 miles and 6.5 weeks on the road, just about the last to agree. I guess he wanted to make sure I was serious. Nevertheless, I had to come alone, and I was required to follow clear rules of conduct.
Well, at this point, I've done so much research on this. I have to tell you, there's only one way this is going. There's going to be a civil war in this country. And I hope the outcome of the war will be the reinstatement of constitutional Republican government. But whenever you have a war like that, you're going to have competing factions to be the winner.
This man was ahead of his time. He was definitely ahead of his time. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
And whoever really has the power in the end is going to institute whatever kind of government they feel should be there. There are people in this country who believe that a religious theology, a theocracy, should prevail. Well, if that happened, we'd have burnings at the stake again, and inquisitions, and heretics, and all of these kinds of things. So that can't be allowed to happen. Can't be. Doesn't matter what my religion is. It can't be allowed to happen.
Oh, Lord, tell them.
There are people who want a socialist government, much like the one in Sweden. There are people who want to create in the United States what the Soviet Union had hoped to be. there are real Nazis, all of them socialists. Hitler was a socialist. So I see the future as being tremendously dangerous for all of us. Me and many others like me are going to perform a valiant attempt to reinstate, restore legitimate, lawful, constitutional Republican government. Whether or not we're going to be successful, I can't tell you. But I will tell you that once this war starts, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be bloody, and it'll last for 10, 15 years. That's the nature of this kind of conflict. If you look around all these mountains around here, there's enough guns, ammunition, supplies, clothing, and food buried in these mountains to support an army for 15 years. And I don't think the American people realize that they're on the brink of a civil war. You see, there are many of us who took an oath when we went in the armed forces, and we meant it. We volunteered. We weren't drafted. We care about this country. And the oath was to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we will fulfill that oath, even if it means we die in the process of doing it.
Whistleblowing before that was a thing. Yeah, super far ahead of his time. Yeah. Yeah. What's this, what'd you say? What up, though? What up, though? Reggae Rose, what's poppin'? The drug they saying you was abducted by aliens is insane. Yeah, I know, yeah. But some people say it, though. I've heard people say that shit before. Publicly. They drug you and have a bad LSD trip, then you say the alien got my DNA. Yeah, that's what usually takes place. What's up? If you dig much deeper, Bill Cooper was potentially control opposition. You don't get a coast-to-coast broadcast, among many other perks, if you're not one of the... He didn't have a coast-to-coast broadcast. He did that shit on his own, like through a blog talk. That shit was like an internet radio show. So I don't know where you got that information from, but he wasn't on the actual radio. I don't know where you got that from. So whoever informed you of that, what your name is? Amber J? You're incorrect. Just letting you know that. You're incorrect. Yeah, he crawled so Alex Jones could walk. Yeah, exactly. But he was apparently a part of the CIA and the government. And then I guess he realized he was, you know, doing the wrong thing. And he got up out of there. You know, but that, like he said, he took an oath. So... You know, but he chose his side. You know what I'm saying? And he went out with his guns blazing. You know what I'm saying? The cops laid his ass down. But he went to war with him. You know what I'm saying? He went to war with him.
That simple.
Oh, okay. So now this is after this is over. But let's play this real quick. This is a bunch of celebrities doing the Osiris pose. Look at this shit. They're all doing that same shit. Look at this. Look at this bullshit. Basquiat. I don't know who that is. Eminem. Oh, look, Eminem. I don't know who that is. Vibes. Look, David Bowie or whatever. I don't know. Jim Carrey. Look at all these people. Look at this shit. Yeah. Yeah. Julio Iglesias. You want to know what's ironic about all of this, though? Is that all of these people, right? I just want y'all to use your brain. All of these people, they all do different shit. But what's ironic about it is that they all doing the same pose. So should tell you something. Let you know who runs the world. Even Willow, they got Willow. They got Willow ass. I don't know who none of these people are, but they all doing the same shit. What the hell? Liza Minnelli? I don't know who that nigga is. Damn. Yeah, this, look. Ain't no jokes. Ain't no joke. Look, Sean Penn. Damn. Even the pastor man, look at the preacher man doing it. I don't know who this is. This might be Peter Popoff or something, but the preacher man doing it. The preacher man doing this shit. The preacher man down with it too. Look at this shit. They all doing the same thing. Wow, man. They all doing the same hand shit. Look at this shit, man. Out of control, man. Out of control, yo. Yeah, What does this mean? Lee Hay said, what does this mean? This is the pose of Osiris. Something about death. It's like a death pose or something. But Osiris actually made this very same pose. I'll show you now. Osiris. Pose. Position. Look. I have no reason to lie to you, my good friend. I have no reason to lie to you, my friend. Oh, it's called the Dawn Ritual. That's what it's called. The Dawn Ritual. Look. Osiris. Right? You got Osiris right here. This is the tomb in Egypt and shit. Then you got Aleister Crowley. Got Aleister Crowley doing the same thing. So when people say, oh, Egyptology is not bad, Jay, but why Aleister Crowley doing it? Because he perverted it. Oh, okay. Okay. If you African-American and you think you have a Greek background, you... But this is a whole ritual. It's called the Dawn Ritual. I ain't gonna read it because I don't want people to go out there and, you know what I'm saying? But that shit real. You know what I'm saying? That shit real. Look, he got the thing crossed over with the fucking hand thing and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What y'all think? Freddie Mercury. Look, they said Freddie Mercury is in the Osiris pose. Aleister Crowley right here. Throwing it up. So it means something. These celebrities doing it. The celebrities doing this shit. Look, weird ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers weird. Shit eaters. Shit eaters, man. Mark Almond. Look. I know that kid too. Y'all ever saw that movie Lost Boys? He was in that movie Lost Boys. He was the nigga that fixed the radio and shit. That nigga was in that movie Lost Boys. Look, it's him right here. Look at all these weird motherfuckers, man. Do your due diligence, man. Keith Richards. Yeah, Keith Richards, all the motherfuckers. Look, he throwing up the middle finger with it. Like, fuck yeah. Master Masons and all of that. Look, Osiris Risen, OTO. So, do your due diligence, y'all. And there's an energy when you do that. It's a specific energy. Not only do you reach out to certain people when you do that, but it's an energy behind it. You know what I'm saying?